A man in Queensland has been fined $7,500 after he was caught with more than 3,000 shark fins. It's likely these fins were destined for the black market. And while there is a ban on removing fins from live sharks here in Australia, we do import shark fins from other countries where this barbaric practice continues. Conservationists have seized on this latest case to argue for a complete ban on the shark fin trade in Australia. Cathy Van Exter reports.
I'm at a popular Japanese restaurant in Brisbane's South Bank precinct. It's one of five stores in a city chain. And while the menu varies between locations, shark fin, either as sushi or salad, is available at all of them. It's an unusual offering. Shark fin is most commonly served up as soup in restaurants around the country.
It might not be advertised on menus, but the availability of shark fin soup is still there in restaurants. If you go to Chinatown in Sydney and Melbourne, you can very readily see shark fins for sale, including very large shark fins that have the big $1,000 price tag on them.
That high price tag reflects the cultural value of shark fins, which have traditionally been used by the Chinese to show respect to special guests. As the Asian middle class has expanded, so has the demand for shark fins. Tuni Marto is marine campaigner for the Australian Marine Conservation Society.
Unfortunately, that's led to some hugely unregulated fishing, particularly on the high seas. So what we've seen are pretty large-scale decimation of shark populations, particularly the sharks that have large fins, say great white fins. Whale sharks, obviously the biggest fish that swims in the sea, they carry a huge price tag. Now about a third of open ocean sharks and rays are considered but are threatened with extinction, and that can be traced directly back to the trade in shark fin.
Live shark finning occurs in places like India and Southeast Asia, although it's banned by many developed nations, including Australia, which allows fins to be removed from legally caught dead sharks. But a court case last week confirms that illegal shark finning is happening in Australia. A recreational fisherman was fined $7,500 after being found with more than 3,000 fins from 641 sharks. He was one of three men charged after Queensland Fisheries received a tip-off from the public last year. Greg Bowness is the district manager of Queensland Boating and Fisheries Patrol.
We didn't have any evidence of where they were destined. They were charged with possession of excess number of sharks. In Queensland, a recreational fishery is only allowed to possess one shark.
What kind of sharks were involved in this particular haul?
There are a range of species, including small whalers and black-tip sharks.
Do we know whether the sharks were live-finned?
We had no evidence to suggest that they were finned at sea or were finned at a later point.
The question is whether this kind of a illegal shark finning is the tip of the iceberg or a one-off. What's your feeling?
It's probably the largest apprehension of a recreational fisher with shark fins. I feel that it was a one-off in relation to the quantity of fins and this group of recreational fishermen.
So you don't think that this is necessarily indicative of wider practice amongst recreational fishers or illegal fishers?
Definitely not.
But the Marine Conservation Society isn't so sure. It's calling for tougher penalties to deter illegal shark finning. Tuni Marto says dead sharks occasionally wash up on Australian shores without fins.
My feeling is it suggests very strongly that there is more activity going on that we simply don't know about.
Australia both imports and exports shark fins. According to the most recent figures, between 2011 and 2012, we exported 178 tonnes of fins. But in recent years, the market has declined.
2013, we didn't export any shark fin at all. And in 2014, we just exported one tonne.
While shark fin exports are down, Tuni Marto doesn't believe there's been a drop in shark fishing numbers. She believes fins are being stockpiled until prices improve. The drop in demand for shark fins is being attributed to effective public campaigns and a corruption crackdown in China.
The Chinese government has a big anti-corruption drive, and that's really tied up with the sale of and the use of shark fin at big political events. So that's now been banned. The Chinese government has said there's no more sharks going to be served at public events. And that seems to have had a real impact on both the price of sharks and therefore the international trade.
That downturn is also reflected in the size of shark fin imports to Australia. In 2013, we brought in 23 tonnes, while last year it was 18 tonnes. Toonie Marto says it's highly likely those imports include shark fins harvested live. Last month, the New South Wales Greens introduced a private members' bill into state parliament, seeking to ban the consumption of shark fins in New South Wales. The bill was sponsored by MP Maureen Faruqi.
The bill would make it an offence under the Food Act to possess, sell, prepare or process shark fins or any shark fins derivative. And in effect, it would basically ban any shark fin soup being served in restaurants.
What level of support do you believe you have?
The support is massive from the community and, of course, from animal welfare and environmental groups. There are still discussions going on within Parliament on when the bill might be debated or how much support we might have. So we're building on that, talking to people, and hopefully the government will come on board with majority community opinion.
The ultimate aim of the Greens is to outlaw shark fin imports.
This is just a start. At a New South Wales level, we cannot ban the import of shark fin to Australia. That has to be done at the national level. New South Wales can, however, lead this action, ensure that something can be done at the state level and other states can follow, and hopefully we can push the Australian government to look into a ban on the possession, sale or trade of imported shark fin in Australia.
For its part, the Australian Marine Conservation Society is campaigning for an outright ban on the shark fin trade in Australia.
So we would have absolute certainty that we were not importing shark fin from countries that still allowed live finning. So that is an important conservation outcome, but also on a almost a PR level, it's a very public statement that Australia does not support the inhumane trade. It's recognition that the value of sharks is more in keeping ocean ecosystems healthy than actually served up in a bowl of soup.
That's Toonie Marto, marine campaigner for the Australian Marine Conservation Society, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel.